The debate over late Philadelphia Mayor Frank Rizzo's legacy got heated today after a Black Lives Matter activist placed a white Ku Klux Klan-style hood on the head of Rizzo's statue in Center City. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports the demonstration didn't last very long, but it was the latest scene in a growing tensions over the Rizzo statue near City Hall.
After placing a hood on the Rizzo statue, Asa Khalif with Black Lives Matter and one other protester said he's a symbol of discrimination.
Black and brown people are being shot down by police, and then to come out with all this pain, generational pain, we got to deal with this. No, we say tear it down now.
No attempts were made to damage the 9-foot bronze statue on the steps of the Municipal Services Building, but the white hood stayed on for about 20 minutes.
20 minutes is 20 minutes too long. Someone should have been there as soon as possible and taken that off. That was disgusting. My mom and I watched that in horror.
Joe Mastronato is Rizzo's grandson. He says everyone who thinks the former mayor and police commissioner was a racist didn't really know him.
His two bodyguards were black men, real tough black men, and they were around him all the time. Like, I saw that with my own two eyes, and I spent an enormous amount of time with him.
An online petition to take down the Rizzo statue has attracted more than 900 supporters. But a counter petition to keep the statue where it is has gained just as many backers. Trying to square Rizzo's complicated past isn't easy, says Tawando Bullard as she passes the demonstration. Is this really the best way to handle it, she asks. She looks at the white hood on the statue and shakes her head.
I feel like Frank Rizzo was the best mayor for Philadelphia. I like the way he ran the city with an iron fist. He said what he meant and he meant what he said.
Mayor Jim Kenney says he'll have a discussion about the placement of the 1998 statue, but that, quote, a dialogue won't be started and finished over a few days and a few hundred signatures. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.